Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
All shows got two doses in their arms. Sounds like we're doing drugs there. Don't do drugs, kids. We're not 2 weeks out from that, but you know, we're all got two doses in. That's cool. And you're better off than you were just a couple days ago. Craig, how'd you feel?
Manly.
The tech, good. Good. Puss ended up being kind of a puss. Said that on the air. He actually said that I felt a little bad that day. So I felt kind of bad. I really did. I started worrying. I'm thinking, why did I feel okay the whole time?
Yeah.
And I Googled it. I went down the rabbit hole. And if you feel a little bad, it's working. If you don't feel bad at all, it's working. So I'm not worried about it.
So you were manly.
Of course I was.
Yeah.
I said that last week. And I think, and I'm glad Nick, by the way, not just me, Nick was manly too. Nothing. And he was one of the first guinea pigs, Nick. I hate to use the word guinea pigs. That's what the anti-vaxxers are saying, so you idiots. You felt manly? Except for sore arms.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, the arms, that's natural.
Yeah,
That's because they just put
it. See, I have a little problem with that criteria.
Why? You're not
I
a
think
man.
Those that got really sick as a result.
Are pussies.
Well, no, they got injured in battle. They should be patted on the back even more.
Well, no, good. I'm glad you got it. No, you're right, because I know there's a lot of idiots out there, and I still see them on the social media. I'm afraid of getting sick, not realizing what they're getting vaccinated from. You know what I mean? I don't want to feel bad for a couple of days.
Those are the least manly people,
right.
The ones that don't get it.
Right.
And if you get it,
we'll say he's a little
sick,
tired, but you're a manly man.
Then that's a battle scar. And to me, you're a real man.
So we're 3/5 men on this show.
Right. Dr. Meter, real man.
No, she's not a dude, though. She's a woman.
So she's expected to be manly.
She's a real woman. She's a real woman. Doc, she's going to rip me for that.
New Hampshire man doing fine after he accidentally got the wrong COVID vaccine shot last week.
Oh, what happens in that instance?
You mean? Yeah, you're fine.
Like he got
the Pfizer. The first was Moderna, the second was Pfizer.
Yeah.
He showed up for his second shot. A clinic worker did inadvertently, accidentally gave him the other vaccine instead. State officials say getting a different vaccine for the second shot is not particularly rare. And
it's probably happened.
That the
probably
CDC,
happened.
In some circumstances, and I don't know what they are, even recommends it somehow.
Okay.
I don't get it.
All right.
Get a cocktail? Give me a shot of Moderna and a shot of Pfizer?
Yeah, I don't get it, but nevertheless.
But he's okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you can, if that happens to you, you'll be fine.
I heard two upbeat stories this weekend. I actually heard one coming in, basically just saying, hey, shots in arms. It's like 50% basically of adults have one shot in them, at least. That means as soon as they get their second, that's going to shoot up to probably 60%. So it's happening. And I was watching a story on CBS Sunday Morning that was pro-traveling once you get the vaccine.
No scolding, no warning.
No, it was none of it. You watch it. It was really interesting. It was how people are just getting the vaccine. And after a year of sitting in their house, a lot of people did the right thing like ourselves. getting out and doing, and they're wearing the mask and they fly, obviously, but then they're going places. And they're getting, and it was a whole, and they just kept going back to it. They said Vegas for Christmas next year, it might be sold out. Not that I'm going to Vegas. I'm just saying, it's, you know, all these destinations are just, people are just saying, either hopping on cars. I mean, Puss said he has a car trip planned for July with his wife and his daughter. And her daughter, obviously, is still too young to get the vaccine, but that she's going to get that. You know, just, it was a real positive thing. That's the first real positive story I've heard anywhere. That didn't come with a big bummer, you know, which is rightly so. The old stories had to come with a big bummer.
Right. No qualifiers.
There was none. You watched.
They didn't couch anything.
No, they went to Italy. Right. They went to, they talked about this travel writer that had to sit around for a year and keep his business going. He's going back out. And yeah, it's really interesting.
I did laugh at that story.
Well, once we're allowed back in Europe.
Oh, is that Rick Steves guy?
Yeah.
He has a PBS show, and it's all about Europe. So he's been shut down for a year.
Yeah.
I did laugh at that piece, though, when they referred to the gray wave.
Yeah.
Of the, you know, the older folks that started traveling because they got the shots first.
Sure. 65 plus got the shots. As soon as they got the 2 weeks out of those shots, they all got the hell out. Got the hell out. Well, you know, life's short, man, at that point. And you got the vaccine.
In a couple of weeks, I hope to tell you about my first airplane trip in 13 months.
Good for you. I got one in 9 weeks. Get to finally see my family, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think I'm getting close to 2 years since I've been on a plane.
Yeah. Well, background check and everything, you know.
Yeah.
That time you went nuts.
The arrest warrants don't help.
They don't help you, right, exactly. So, yeah, get the vaccine. And, yes, if you choose not to get it, you are wrong and dumb. I just told a person on Facebook that. Somebody says, if you choose not to get it, you're not wrong or dumb. I said, no, you're exactly those
both,
two.
Both, actually.
Yeah, you're exactly you those are. Two. You're wrong and dumb. And nobody's going to say you're right, except for the other guy, but he's wrong and dumb, too. Yeah, we can say that. You can be wrong and dumb.
In the morning.
Yeah, but they all seem to congregate together.
I know. Well, no, there are a lot of people who are hammering this particular person.
Oh, good.
I don't know who these people are. It's just somebody's thread there. They just said, I got my vaccine. Somebody said, congratulations on being a lab rat. And then it went down a rabbit hole.
That's the problem we have is the gatherings of the wrong and dumb people. And you know, then they make some noise and they cause some trouble.
Exactly.
There's just too many big circles of wrong and dumb
out still
there.
Think they're smaller. I'm going to try to be positive like Craig told me a couple weeks ago. I kind of believe with Craig. A lot of people are wrong and dumb, but still going out and getting it.
Yeah.
They like to talk a big game.
A lot of them do. Now, there's going to be a fair amount that don't, but I think, you know.
I bet you there's going to be a significant amount of people who will talk crap on social media.
Right.
And then quietly go get the shot and not tell anybody.
Right.
Well, unless their wife told them to.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah.
That's what'll happen.
No, you're going. Yeah, but I'm going to gripe on social media. I'm going to say I didn't and make my friends think I'm a badass.
And they'll use the word gripe, too. I love that one.
In my
in their private life.
Fragile masculinity.
Fragile masculinity.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'd prefer you get on social media and tell your wrong and dumb friends that you did the right thing.
Yes.
But get the vaccine.
That's right.
Get the vaccine.
And your friends are wrong and dumb.
And then say you didn't.
Dr. Ian and Ron Funches later on this morning.
Good.
4:20 tomorrow.
See, once I got my second shot, then I had to go down the rabbit hole on the internet of what to do with the card.
Oh, yeah. Did you laminate it yet?
No.
I got mine at the house, and I got to do something with that card because they want us to keep that thing.
I didn't laminate it because they said you can, and it really probably won't be a problem because in the future, they figured there'll probably be a better way of keeping track of these things that they'll figure out eventually. But for the time being, they said, the best article I found said, leave the card at home.
I do.
In a safe place.
Yeah.
Take a picture. Take a good, tight tight picture of both sides.
Everything's on your phone right now, right?
With your phone.
Yeah.
Keep those pictures on your phone and email them to yourself.
So it's everywhere.
So that they exist on your phone or on your email and you could access them from either place.
Excellent.
Right. And then take the actual card and then mail it to yourself.
No, you already have it.
Oh, I would access the email.
Here's
the deal with that. I would access the email through my phone. So
but if for some reason, if you couldn't on your phone and you could just get to
a
computer,
you could still get to it. That's when the big brother starts.
I found a lanyard
just
thing.
Scan the chip that they put inside.
A lanyard's a good idea because at least they have to go get it laminated professionally, just like a concert lanyard, right?
Yeah, like a concert lanyard.
I got a bunch of those laying around.
That had a pocket in it.
Yeah, it's a good
Not
idea.
All of them do.
Yeah.
But some of them, so I just slapped it in that thing,
yeah,
and I'm ready to put it around my neck and go.
Yeah.
Wayne and Garth style?
You're right. Walk through,
yes.
man. Well,
Wayne and Garth style. Vaccinated.
Where does the chip go? Does it just stay in your shoulder, or does it get into your bloodstream?
And it's got to go all over to get,
to get 5G. Yeah.
Well, that's what I think.
To get 5G.
I keep seeing that.
I think the reason that your arm hurts, Greg, is because
it's stuck?
Yeah, the chip hasn't moved yet. It's still right there in your
shoulder. I assume that eventually it just goes to your brain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because
whatever.
You'd think that'd be the place they'd want it.
Whatever. Guinea pig.
Well, football starts Saturday.
I've been watching, by the way, because right in the beginning it wasn't happening because they were waiting for there's been a bunch of 1AA football on.
Right.
It's under the radar, but it's on.
Most of it I've seen is on ESPN3. That's a streaming show.
No. CBS runs it, and I've watched Bucknell, and I watched South Dakota. I watched Delaware State 1 week, a little bit of a game. I watched Bucknell play another Patriot League team. Damn it. And I've seen South Dakota State play the other day on TV. No, they're actually on TV, but they're on that like CBS or Fox Sports.
Some of the deeper cable sports networks.
Well, and it's in the sports area, yeah.
But it's not ESPN.
The stuff that ESPN has is on their streaming platform. On ESPN
Plus. Yeah, but they're showing it on regular TV.
Yeah, but I don't get why ESPN shows axe throwing and not 1AA football.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have the rights to that. Yeah. CBS has it, so who knows. Whatever, I've been watching.
Maybe their contract with World Axe Throwing League is just ironclad and they can't get out of it.
I'm sure that's the case.
Or they just are able to make more money. I'm sure
they just don't have the right. They don't have the rights to these.
A lot less.
No,
they have stuff that they're putting on Plus, on ESPN Plus, that they could. They obviously have the rights to that.
They committed to the axe throwing, not knowing that.
Axe throwing is stupid.
They were going to play football in
the spring. Maybe playing it's fun, but watching axe throwing is stupid because they don't miss. It sucks.
I don't think even playing it's probably that fun.
I don't think it's. I think after one or two throws, I get it.
I know I'm not going to be good. I know I'm going to bounce more off the wall than I'm going to stick in, so.
Well, now the hardcore.
That's what she said.
Axe throwing fans are going to yell at you.
So. I don't care.
Yes, they miss sometimes.
They do not. I watched it.
When I watch,
they don't miss.
They hit the bullseye every time unless they got to hit one of those four corners, and then they hit that every time.
I know. All right. So, what football
starts? The 16-team field for the spring FCS playoffs. The games you were watching.
Yes,
FCS. It's time for playoffs now. Oh, they actually do playoffs.
Yeah, they didn't play many games, though. They're like some teams are like 4-1 or something like that.
Monmouth is 3-0.
Okay, 3-0, yeah.
They made it. They're going to be playing Sam Houston.
All right.
But, there's some teams in here that Missouri State played 9 games. They're 5-4. Monmouth just played 3 games.
Yeah, I saw some. I think
they might have played some in the fall.
3-1. No, they didn't.
They were a lot. No,
FCS didn't play in the fall.
North Dakota State played a game in the
fall.
One game.
To get that guy a showcase. That was it.
Right, but a lot of guys did.
But no other teams played in the fall.
Are you sure?
No, FCS all pushed it to spring.
Well, there was a couple of teams that were rolling around playing the top level.
Top levels, right. But they didn't play
like Central Arkansas was rolling around playing LSU and whatnot.
For a couple cash, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but did that even count?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, was Central Arkansas?
That was just for the paycheck for them. It was almost like
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a 16-team field. Usually it's more, but they had to lop it off this time.
Well, it don't make much sense making it more than that anyway. We're only playing 4 games. Some of these teams played 4 games.
Right. All the first-round games are going to be played Saturday. Quarterfinals, May 1 and 2. Semifinals, May 8. And then the 16th for the championship game. All the games aired on the ESPN family of networks, the title game on ABC. So we will be able to see these. There's South Dakota State's in here, North Dakota State, North Dakota, Missouri State. That's that bit.
Typical shimp.
Yeah. The bracket prediction I'm looking at has South Dakota State winning it all.
Okay.
Are they the Jackrabbits?
Yep. They just lost the other day, though, too. Oh, they won the other day. Excuse me.
Oh, well, they're 5-1.
Two. Yeah, they beat North Dakota State, I believe. Jesus. We're bored.
Yeah,
North Dakota State.
Yeah.
North Dakota
Axe throwing, right.
They have one loss.
Yeah.
So it might have been to South Dakota State.
It's either that or early season baseball.
Or volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or late season basketball, but either way, I don't care about that either.
Right. It's not even late season basketball; it's mid season basketball.
No, I think they're pretty close to the end of the season right now.
NBA?
Yeah.
Aren't they going the whole way to June?
No, I think they're done by about early May, and the playoffs kick in.
No, I don't think so. They started late.
Well, it's a shorter season just too, and Christmas.
Well, they made a shorter season. All
right. The playoffs last forever in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, call me if the Lakers don't win.
Well, then it'll be too late.
I know.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Police in Texas believe there was nobody behind the wheel of a deadly crash involving a Tesla. A couple men inside the vehicle died.
One guy was in the front seat, a passenger seat. One guy was in the back seat. They dropped off their wives, and they wanted to take the thing for a ride. What, to see if it was going to drive by itself? Does it have a driving mechanism, too?
Well, you know, things do, but they tell you not to use it.
Right. It hit a tree, and they blew up in flames and died.
Yes.
Jesus. I know that driving ourselves isn't always the safest thing either, but at least you're in control.
They call it autopilot mode that's meant to function with driver supervision.
And he was sitting in the passenger seat.
And the back seat.
And the back seat.
And apparently it took hours to put the fire out because the batteries kept reigniting.
Ooh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think that they would be less likely to blow up, but I guess batteries are volatile.
Yeah, it took so many gallons of fuel to put this thing out. I saw that, yeah. Of fuel. That's probably why it wouldn't put out. They kept throwing fuel on it.
Putting fuel on it, for Christ's sake.
Dave, we need water, not fuel.
Yeah.
Come on.
But is that the proper way to extinguish an electrical fire?
May 16th.
I don't know.
Fuel?
Well, these were firemen, man. They know what they're doing, so they did the right thing.
Yeah, well, I want to know what the... Oh, you don't throw water in
grease fire.
Grease fire.
Right, right. Yeah, they weren't frying anything up in the back seat, except themselves. What a horrible the video. They just showed. Well, they showed what the car looked like afterwards. I mean, obviously nobody was there. Yeah, the season ends on May 16th. Right.
Yeah, so they're about a month from the end of the season.
It's a 10-game less season.
Yeah. And then a 3-month playoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know. They must obviously let the Tesla drive in, and Tesla decided to drive into a tree.
Yeah. Siri'd had enough of their crap.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. Just horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Well, if you did pay attention, the guy in the back seat couldn't do dick.
Well, if you're in the passenger seat or the back seat, you're not paying attention.
Right.
Yeah. If it says with driver assistance, that means you need to stay in the driver's seat.
Right.
Much of the time, it does.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it's a good idea when you're traveling to have someone in the driver's seat. At all times.
Yeah, yeah.
No breaks.
Right.
A new study finds that altering start times for middle and high school kids can improve their sleep schedule. Research published in the journal Sleep showed that pushing back morning start times allows kids to get about 45 minutes more sleep. They looked at roughly 28,000 kids in Colorado over a couple of years. Middle schools delayed start times by 40 to 60 minutes. High school started about 70 minutes later to allow buses to get the kids in a staggered schedule. While the students actually went to bed about 10 minutes later than normal, they were able to get extra sleep in the morning. So they did, yes, they went to bed later. Yeah, they did. But they ended up getting more sleep still.
Yeah, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to bed late. I did that when I was a kid. My kids did that.
Yeah, but I do like, they've done a ton of studies this way. The kids do better if they sleep in.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, they go to bed later, but they make up for it.
Right.
Yeah. And I know it was a generation ago, but we didn't start school till 8:40.
No, we started 8:05. I did.
Yeah, we were 8:30.
Yeah,
we were 8:30.
Yeah. Of course, I was a man. It was
even then.
Even then. Yeah. Craig's a man.
But to have everybody actually push school back like that, you'd probably have to have the corporate world accommodate that as well for parents.
Well, you would think it would work that way because the kids are out at 3 and nobody's still – parents work a lot longer than that.
No, but I mean the start time, you know, with little kids, you know, you'd have to let parents come in a little later too.
Oh, I got it. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, little kids.
To start later, you'd have – work would have
nothing
to start
later. Nothing ever changes. They're not going to change it because always somebody bitching, you know. Everybody pretty much hates daylight, whatever the savings time thing is. And it's not going to change.
No, we like the daylight.
It'll change.
Yeah, I mean,
we hate the standard.
We hate regular time.
And that will.
There'll be some guy bitching in some Senate, and those guys will stop it.
No, Craig's right. It will change eventually.
All right.
It will.
I hope so.
Sooner than later, I think.
I hope.
Yeah.
That I'm less convinced of.
Yeah, exactly.
Director Ryan Coogler says that Black Panther 2 will still be filming in Georgia after he wrote he was profoundly disappointed in their new voting law. He says the decision to still film the movie in Georgia is because of the effect that it would have on vendors and businesses that are working on the project if he chose to film somewhere else. So that's his reasoning.
I get that.
That's a valid point.
It is.
I get that, but that's the reason they want to pull stuff. So they realize they're hurting people, their own people. Georgia is actually hurting their own people. I see both sides.
I understand both ways.
Yeah, well, they don't care. You just want black people to stop voting.
Stop voting, right. It's the only way they stay in power.
Yeah, there's going to be some collateral damage.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if they voted right, they could vote.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Vote for the old southern white guy.
Yeah. The problem isn't
the racist.
They vote. The problem is how they vote.
Right.
Out of Austria last June, a 22-year-old man was fined about $600, 500 euros, for farting on a police officer.
I fart on you.
On him.
That's illegal?
Not just in his general direction.
I think it was actually more in his general direction.
Yeah, you have to. It really doesn't come out of your
butt. The farting man named Mr. A.B. in the document was hanging out with friends at an unnamed park when a group of police officers approached them during a routine identity check that apparently they do in Austria. When he released the intestinal gas, the complainant was sitting on a park bench, the document reads. He then lifted his buttocks and tensed up a little before letting the intestinal gas escape. The complainant's friends laughed, and witness F made a joke, the document continues. Due to the resulting entertainment from the intestinal gas, the defendant grinned at the officers. In court, the man argued that the fart was not intentional and that, even if it was intentional, it would still fall under his fundamental right for freedom of expression. The judge did not see it this way. In a detailed legal assessment of whether farting is indeed a protected form of expression, the judge argues while farts and burps can cause social inappropriateness, they do not contain communicative content. And even if they did...
Yeah, sat in here before.
And even if they did, it would still be considered a form of expression that transcends the boundaries of decency.
Yeah, that would imply that you could fart on command.
Yeah, or you could control if you have to fart.
Yeah.
I mean...
The judge did reduce his fine to 100 euros, citing his financial situation.
There must not be a lot of criminal activity in that part of Austria because that made it to court. That went to court.
And he's guilty.
Well, they probably don't have a bunch of guns either. That might help.
Just, and he's guilty.
They're just farting on people.
Do not fart at the cop.
Right.
No. If Austria had the gun culture we did, the cop would have shot that guy.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Depending on what color he is.
If he's black, they shot him.
The man's lawyer is going to be appealing the decision to the court. He says it's a matter of principle for us.
All right.
Because it's petty to get a punishment for a fart.
Did you pay your farting ticket?
We'll be following this case.
Yes.
No, we probably.
This is a landmark, important case. I insist you keep following it.
Dr. Ian K. Smith and Ron Funches later.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.